Writing ad copy to fit in a 30-second slot is hard, but if anyone can do it, the folks at Quali can. Just like their Torque infrastructure automation platform can deliver complex application environments anytime, anywhere, in just seconds instead of hours, days, or weeks. Visit qtorque.io today to learn how you can spin up application environments in about the same amount of time as it took you to listen to this ad. I suggest that serverless computing, or serverless, has hype that at this point has outpaced what the technology slash philosophy slash religion has been promising. Serverless computing arrived, debatably. Please don't email about this, whatever you do, fans of Google App Engine or CGI scripts or managed SaaS offerings or Binance, with something of a bang when AWS announced Lambda functions in 2015. In the future, the only code you will write is business logic, proclaimed Werner Vogels, Amazon CTO and elusive traveler. If one defines serverless as functions as a service, then this is largely accurate. If you instead prefer to move the goalposts somewhat and suggest that other managed services such as S3 and DynamoDB are in fact other expressions of serverless, I strongly recommend you find a more lucrative hobby. And that's what this episode's about. Say what you will about serverless, it's failed to live up to its promise and hasn't proved to be particularly lucrative for anybody. First, let's talk lock-in. Yes, yes, every major cloud provider has a FaaS offering or function as a service, but here's what they don't tell you. The bulk of your time building serverless applications will not be spent writing the application logic or focusing on the parts of your code that are in fact the differentiated thing that you're being paid to work on. It just flat out won't. Instead, you'll spend most of your time figuring out how to mate these functions with other services from that cloud provider. What format is it expecting? Do you have the endpoints correct? Is the security scoping accurate? Oh, it didn't work. Time to embark on a microservices distributed systems murder mystery, where the victim is another tiny piece of your soul, because getting coherent logs out of a CloudFront to API gateway to Lambda configuration is crap. That's the kind of thing that isn't portable anywhere. The ultimate expression of this problem can be observed in AWS's step functions. There's no equivalent elsewhere, so you're well and truly stuck if you want to vacate the platform and happen to be using it. I have a monstrous thing that powers my newsletter publication system. It costs maybe $7 a month to run, provided you completely discount the weeks of work I poured into this thing over the years. Epsagon was what I used to monitor it before Cisco bought Epsagon in the apparent hope of running it into the ground because it's Cisco. I paid $120 a month for this and felt that that was money well spent. I'm apparently atypical here. Folks don't like to spend an order of magnitude more to monitor a system than the system itself costs to run. This in turn leads to a situation in which serverless is perceived as low cost. Companies don't feel the pain of an expensive problem around these systems. Expensive though the problem may be, it doesn't feel that way. And so much of sales is driven more by psychology than by math. There are a bunch of great companies in the startup space that had to either pivot or close up shop entirely in the light of this unfortunate reality. The derived value of serverless is immense, but it doesn't feel like it's solving an expensive problem. This episode is sponsored in part by Liquibase. If you're anything like me, you've screwed up the database part of a deployment so severely that you've been banned from ever touching anything that remotely sounds like SQL at least three different companies. We've mostly got code deployments solved for, but when it comes to databases, we basically rely on desperate hope with a rollback plan of keeping our resumes up to date. It doesn't have to be that way. Meet Liquibase. It's both an open source project and a commercial offering. Liquibase lets you track, modify, and automate database schema changes across almost any database with guardrails that ensure you'll still have a company left after you deploy the change. No matter where your database lives, Liquibase can help you solve your database deployment issues. Check them out today at liquibase.com. Offer does not apply to Route 53. The original version of the last week in AWS website was serverless. It used a Lambda function or two because I make poor choices. It tied CloudFront and S3 together, and it cost me pennies. One of the first things Mike Julian did when he took over as CEO of the Duckbill Group was to replace it with WordPress hosted by WP Engine. I was something of a serverless true believer in those days and pushed back on the decision. Mike's very reasonable rebuttal was, okay, Who can we find that isn't you to enhance or update the site? It turns out that while it's super easy to find folks who know WordPress, you're in trouble if both of the freelance developers who understand serverless are out sick that day, not to mention that they cost roughly as much as an anesthesiologist. I like serverless technologies quite a bit, but the promise of it reducing the only code you write to business logic remains sadly unfulfilled. Its proponents increasingly have been reduced to edge case adherents who fell in love with the technology, and not people who understand their business's true constraints.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.